Hi, this is Damon Root for Reason TV. The Supreme Court is fast approaching the end of its current term. We've had major decisions on affirmative action and campaign finance reform. But there are several other major issues that have flown under the radar that the court's considering this term. And here are three cases I'm watching. The first case is called Susan B. Anthony List v. Driehaus. Now, this case raises major questions about both judicial review and the First Amendment. Essentially, there's an Ohio law that makes it a crime to speak falsely about a political candidate. This law is enforced by a state agency, which is staffed with political appointees. The Susan B. Anthony List, which is an anti-abortion conservative group, they were hauled before this state agency in 2010 based on a complaint filed by a congressman who they'd criticized. Now, under the law, any person in the state can file one of these complaints. And Susan B. Anthony List believes that the law on its face violates the First Amendment and gives the state agency way too much power to police political speech. Now, the federal court said that they did not suffer a concrete injury and so therefore didn't have standing to sue. In effect, the courts had said they need to be convicted under this law. It's not enough that they were simply hauled before the board in the crucial weeks before an election. So with the question before the Supreme Court is whether Susan B. Anthony List gets its day in court, and then if it does get its day in court, it will move forward with a First Amendment suit against the case. I expect the Supreme Court to vote against Ohio and to vote to let the Susan B. Anthony List have its day in court. And moreover, I think the court should vote against Ohio. Susan B. Anthony List should be allowed to proceed with a constitutional challenge. This law clearly suppressed their political speech in the crucial weeks leading up to an election. The next two cases are both on the same issue, but they're coming at it from slightly different angles. Now, typically, when you're rearrested by the police, whether it's for a major or minor crime, the police have the right, without a warrant, to search your pockets, search your backpack, and also search the vicinity around where you've been arrested. So the question here is, when the police arrest you, do they get to search your cell phone? Now, the law enforcement argument here is that the cell phone is the same as a diary you might have in your backpack or any of the other items that traditionally the police would be allowed to search when they've arrested you without a warrant. Now, the other side points to the vast amount of private information that the cell phone stores. And in effect, a cell phone search without a warrant is the modern day equivalent of a general warrant, which is the very thing the Fourth Amendment was put in the Constitution, added to the Bill of Rights to protect us against. So the court is really, I believe, taken these two cases to get a sort of a full briefing on the whole scope of this issue. So it's difficult to predict how these two cases will turn out. On the one hand, this is a court where we often see very strong views on behalf of civil liberties taking a protective interpretation of the Fourth Amendment. But on the other hand, this question of new technology gets the court into some uncharted waters. This case also raises profound questions of new technology. Essentially, we've got copyright law and how does it apply in the digital age, modern technology. Aereo is this company that advertises itself as you can watch live TV over the internet. But what they say is that copyright laws don't apply to them because they have this system of antennas that's very individualized to each user. Essentially, it's like the old rabbit ears on your television set in the 50s. You can capture legally the broadcast signal over the air and watch it. Aereo says they've got 10,000 dime-size antennas. Those are the same thing. They're just providing equipment to users. The people challenging Aereo, ABC and other broadcasters, they take the opposite view. They say Aereo is violating copyright law and has to pay the price, needs to pay royalties, has essentially created this workaround that is just thumbing its nose at federal copyright law. I attended oral argument in this case, and the justices were plainly troubled by arguments raised by both sides. On the one hand, many members of the court seemed to think that Aereo really was just trying to work its way around the law. On the other hand, they were worried that ABC's arguments would imperil other modern technologies if they prevailed. And the court was openly grappling with a way to balance these two concerns, and I'm not sure they figured out yet how to do it.